Well, Chinese New Year is tomorrow, and the museum will be kicking off the celebration of Chinese New Year with a lot of different performers, including Mimi Zhang playing Erhu, the Steel Dragon Lion dance team, and the girl that you are about to hear from. Her name is Sonia Hammer, and you'll have a chance to get to know her along with me in just a few moments. She is playing the guzheng, which is a zither-like instrument. It's very beautiful, and we'll take a listen to it, and then we'll have a chance to talk. This is Sonia Hammer. Thank you. Sonia Hammer at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is it Hammer or Hammer?
Hammer.
Hammer, long A.
Just like the
tool. Like Hammer, like the tool. Yeah. I should have quit while I was ahead. That was a beautiful piece. And can you tell me the name of it?
In Chinese, it's called Shan Dan Dan Kai Hua Hong Yan Yan. It translates to Red Azaleas Blooming on the Mountain.
It was very beautiful. And Sonia's going to do two more pieces in a moment. I want to mention that although tomorrow is the celebration at the Children's Museum, February 19th is the day that the Chinese New Year begins this year, February 19th, and it's the year of the sheep or goat, if my memory is that correct?
Yes.
I thought so. And I'm so happy you're here. Now, the instrument you're playing, which has such an exotic and beautiful sound, it's the guzheng. How did you learn to play it? And tell me a little bit about your relationship with it.
So every year I go to China, and I usually go to a music shop to practice piano every year. And I saw this instrument, and I just thought, oh, it looks so pretty. I really want to play it. And the people at the shop, they let me just like play around on it, and after a while they decided that they would teach me some of it, and they taught me it, and I really liked it. And in third grade I found a teacher here, and that's the teacher I've been going to for a while
now. I'm trying to describe it. It kind of looks like a boat a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's what, maybe 5 feet?
Yeah, about 5.5 feet long.
And how many strings are
there? Are 21 strings.
And are they in pairs or triplets or?
It's tuned to a pentatonic scale. So instead of a chromatic scale like the piano with the sharps and the flats, there are five notes in a scale. So in the do re mi scale, you skip fa and ti. So it just sounds like.
Like that.
Yes.
Very neat. And then as you play, you're strumming it primarily? You're not hitting the strings?
Plucking.
Oh, plucking,
yes.
And some strumming too? Or?
Sometimes, yes.
So it's almost somewhat like a harp, except
yes.
It's
sideways harp,
on its side. It must have been hard to learn, was it?
It looks a lot harder than it actually is. It wasn't that hard to learn for me.
Well, it sounds beautiful. I want to learn a little bit more about you, but why don't we talk more after the next song that you play?
Okay.
What will you play next?
Next is called Gao Shen Liu Shui. It translates to high mountain and flowing water.
Okay, and if you have any comments, by the way, for Sonia, you can send them by text to us at 412-200-5975. Thank you. Sonia Hammer at the Saturday Light Brigade. If you want to look up and see a picture of the instrument she's playing, G-U-Z-H-E-N-G, Guzheng, and you could see a picture of it. I'm sure they must come in different sizes and shapes. Or
they're mostly this, like this, but there are some, I've seen some smaller versions in some stores, so they look about the same, but just slightly smaller. But there are some other countries, like Japan has a koto, and it looks very similar to this, and I know the Koreans also have an instrument similar to this, but this is a Chinese version of it.
Now, is there anybody that you would like to send out a greeting to or acknowledge?
I'd like to say hello to my Science Olympiad friends who might be listening right now.
Oh, good.
And I want to say thanks to my parents and my Guzheng teachers who are all from China and Canada and here.
And let's talk a little bit about Science Olympiad, too. I know that you do ballet. Somebody had mentioned to me the Science Olympiad. What's that all about?
Science Olympiad is it's an academic competition, and you compete in different areas of science. We have different events. Sometimes they're building events, and some people make compete where they have to build something, then test it, and they have to just compete against others. Others are study events where you could sit down and take a test. And most of my time has been dedicated to Science Olympiad, yeah.
And I know you're still kind of young. You're only 13, but have you thought about careers at all or things you might want to do?
I've thought about it. I haven't really decided. I like public health, and that's one of the areas I compete in Science Olympiad, so I'm interested in that.
And what do you do, what area of public health interests you?
Just in general, public health, just the math of the public health.
Excellent. You've got one more song that you're going to share with us. It's really been great to have you here, and we're going to find out, we'll get you situated, and your next, first of all, is there anything else you wanted to mention that I didn't ask of you? I really want to thank you for coming here, especially on such a cold morning. What would you like to play?
The last song is Bear Dancing with the Doll.
Once again, playing Guzheng, this is Sonia Hammer. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, and I hope you'll join us again sometime. That was Sonia Hammer.